Thank you, Mr. Jones, for coming in. It's really useful to speak to people who've known Father Paul Satori in the past. Can we start by me asking you your full name?
David Neil Jones.
Okay. And do I have permission to record this interview?
Yes, you carry on, yes.
Where and when were you born?
Lambeth, London.
Approximately when?
1937, 4th of March.
Thank you. And how did you first meet Father Paul Satori?
Since I've been a little boy, I've always played with boats of one sort or another on Roos Ferry Beach, and he just appeared there with a boat, and he used to go from there to Creswell Quay, as far as I know, with a couple of nuns sometimes. Mm. And other than that, I just knew him to talk to, like, but I couldn't say that we were friends or anything like that. But he was just Father Satori, and it was Father Satori's boat, and that was about it, really.
So is that your earliest memory of him?
Yeah, oh yeah, never known him other than that, no.
Yeah.
No, and that was quite a few years back.
Right.
I don't know, a long time back. Because he's been gone now 40 years, hasn't he? It has to be before that.
Yeah.
No, it's... I never sort of knew him that well. We used to joke with him occasionally. And I know somebody once asked him if he was going to walk on the water before he was going off with a boat. He said, "Try me when I come back." And there was an occasion somebody said they'd asked him the same thing, really. He'd walked into the water, sort of up to his knees, and said, "I haven't quite got the hang of it." But that's about all I know about him, really.
Okay.
He used to come on odd occasions, which I suppose that was his sort of getaway, because going that far afield, I mean, he wouldn't be known. You know, if he'd been in a pub round Haverford West, everybody would have known him, I suppose. But, yeah.
So the next question is, what is your earliest memory of him? So is it down with the boat?
Well, that's about it, really, yeah. I wouldn't, as you say, I'm not of a Catholic faith. I wouldn't have known him other than that.
Mm.
And we lived out in the wilds ourselves once we'd left Haverford West. Yeah.
And how would you describe Father Satori?
Oh, I don't know, really. He was just a man like the rest of us, I suppose, except that he was a priest, of course, we all knew that. But, you know, quite a few people that had boats would have known him. But I think I was probably one of the youngest, so there are not many of us left now, they're all gone. But,
and what sort of boat did he have?
A Shetland, what was known as a Shetland or a Sheltie,
right.
They were known as, which was about, about 16 or 18 feet, not a big boat, something which you could carry on a trailer.
Mm.
And but they were very popular boats. They're still about today, like crowds of them, with an outboard motor.
I was going to say, was it outboard motor or
outboard
rowing boat?
With an outboard motor, right. Yeah. I think they were about 16 or 18 feet, and he would have kept it on the trailer and launched it when he was going. But of course you would only go when the tide was right anyway, because Creswell Quay you couldn't get to.
No.
He might have gone to Lorraine sometimes, which you could get to at any time, but seen him go off, but where he was going,
and
could have gone anywhere.
As far as you know, did he fish from the boat?
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
Yeah.
No, I can't think so. No, I think he only went just for a drink, really.
You've talked about some of the stories, but have you got any other favourite stories you can think of when you saw him down at the river?
Well, not really, no. I don't...
That's fine.
As I say, I didn't know him well by any means, but he's just somebody like others that came with a boat, and we knew he was Father Satori.
Yeah.
That was about it, really. I've never had anything to do with the church as such. But he was Haverford West, wasn't he?
Yeah.
The only contact I've had with Catholic Church was I worked for a company in Haverford West. We fitted out the chapel in the convent in Milford. Which was, St. Teresa, was it, in Milford? Priory, I think.
Mm.
We fitted out the whole chapel there. Nothing to do with Satori, of course. But I know we put down an oak floor and we made all the pews and altered the altar, if that's what you call it, was it? And,
Yeah. I'm going to ask an extra question, just because I'm being nosy, really. When he was in the boat, was he in casual clothes or did he wear his...
I think he wore his usual clothes because the nuns were in their habits.
Right.
He brought them, so they were just...
So they were recognisable as nuns and a priest?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The next question, probably you've answered, but did Father Satori impact on your way, on your life at all, really?
Well, not really, no. It's just somebody we knew at the time.
Yeah.
I say we because we were always sort of group on the beach together, you know, and he just came and went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you had to sum up Father Satori in three words, what would they be?
In three words? What did I say? Just a person I knew, I suppose. Only there, wouldn't have known him other than being there. No.
That's fine. Is there anything else you can think of that you want to tell us about?
That's about it, really. I mean, as I say, I was quite young then at the time. He's not far off my age, was he? Wouldn't have been today. I'm 86 now.
Yeah.
He'd have been a bit younger than me, I think, wouldn't he?
Just a bit, yeah.
Yeah, not a lot.
Yeah.
He was unlucky. He had to go, yeah.
That's really interesting to hear a perspective on what he did in his leisure time.
Yeah, well,
how he relaxed.
That's why I phoned in the first place, because I thought, well, not many people would have known that he kept a boat out there.
Yeah.
Would they? I mean, no. Where did he actually live?
In Haverford West. Next to the by the church, yeah. So,
yeah.
There you are. Well, thank you very much for that. It's been really helpful.
As we also put the stone altar in the church in Milford, which was opposite the convent there,
yeah.